Good morning to you all. Perhaps some of you know who I am. I used to be out here every day. I taught here for many years, and now I have the opportunity to speak to people who are virtually strangers to me, but I hope that I will present to you something to think about, something that is very important, and it's on the topic of God having called us to holiness. It's based on 1 Thessalonians in the 4th chapter, beginning at verses 1 and 2. Finally, brothers, we instructed you how to live in order to please God, as in fact you are living. Now we ask you and urge you in the Lord Jesus to do this more and more. You know what instructions we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus. Children grow taller year after year, but when they reach a certain age, they stop growing. I don't know how many of you have stopped growing physically. Maybe most of you. But some of you may still be growing a little bit, inch by inch, in tallness and so forth. Well, this is a very good thing, that it stops at a certain time also. Wouldn't it be awkward and embarrassing at many times if you never stopped the process of growing, just kept on adding inch after inch after foot after yard until you couldn't even stand up straight in this building? But this is not the case that it would be that awkward because we don't stop growing with our physical bodies, but it is the case with our souls and our spirits. God wants Christians of any age to keep on growing. There isn't any point at which you stop until the day of your death. The Thessalonian Christians had made a good beginning. They were so eager to practice the Word of God that in the region in which they lived, they were known far and wide as examples to all that believe. And they did this because, by the grace of God, when they heard the words of the Apostle Paul, they heard them not as the words of a man or men, but as it actually is, the Word of God. And so when someone speaks with the Word of God, he does so with authority, and one should listen. The good beginning that was made there in Thessalonica was more than a beginning. St. Paul didn't want to have them think that growing in the grace of God and in the knowledge of the God would be impossible or unnecessary. Rather, he encouraged them to grow and to keep on growing. He uses this term by saying, do this more and more in your life as Christians. Now, the Apostle Paul could say similar things to us. For example, he would say, it's good that you believe in Jesus as your Savior. It's good that you attend church. It's good that you are having this devotion this morning. And it's good that you continue to bring your offerings to the Lord and seek ways to serve Him. But he would surely continue by saying, now, don't let this good beginning grind to a halt. Don't have stopping places. Don't think that because you were confirmed last year or because you attended Bible class that last year, there's no more room for any growth. Do not think that because your offerings were so much last year that's enough, that you don't need to bring money for the work of the Lord now. Don't think that because you are receiving a Christian education here at ILC that you have reached perfection. No, there's room there for growth. And the Word of God tells us that when God calls us to holiness, He wants us to abound more and more in hearing about Him, in praying to Him, in serving Him by setting an example for others, or by helping in some manner to proclaim His gospel. Now, what is the motivation that we need for this? There are many people who will encourage us to obey laws, lead a decent life, but that good behavior will pay off in the end. Well, that's maybe not so bad for the world, but there's a big difference between that kind of advice and that which St. Paul gives in our text, and the difference is Christ. Because the instructions that St. Paul gives are not based on his own knowledge, they're not based on authority, they're not based on speaking harshly and pounding us down with the law. It's rather telling people and telling ourselves the truth based on God's word of the love of God, that He so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall have everlasting life. So St. Paul is not using the law to pound people down and to make them angry. He is rather using the love of God, the gospel, as the motivation to lead us to desire to be holy, holier, holy before the Lord God. And the only way that is attained is by believing in the loving Word of God regarding His Son, our Savior. Amen. Let us conclude our devotion this morning by singing hymn number 297. All the stanzas.